Hi everyone, welcome again to another Teacher Joseph podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the UK's first ever well-being book festival. That's right, there's a book festival taking place here in the UK that's dedicated purely to well-being. Now, as you might know, mental health and well-being in general are two very big topics. And South Wales this autumn will be focusing completely on well-being within this book festival. Now, I'm going to read something here which is from the Happyful magazine, which is dated the 17th of July. And that will give us more information. It says, the UK's first literary festival dedicated entirely to well-being books is launching this autumn, offering readers a space to explore mental health, personal development, and emotional well-being through storytelling and lived experience. Better Read Bookfest, that's what it's called, and Happyful is among its official sponsors. Takes place on Saturday the 3rd of October at St Mary's Priory Hall in Abergavenny, I don't know if I've said that correctly, in South Wales. The one-day event brings together eight leading authors for conversations, panel discussions, questions and answers, and book signings focus solely on well-being publishing. And then it goes on to say here, while literary festivals often include personal development titles, Better Read Bookfest is believed to be the first UK event dedicated exclusively to books, exploring emotional well-being and self-growth. Featured authors include Dr. Emma Hepburn, the anti-burnout book, Dr. Helen Wall, Menopause and ADHD, Susie Redding, How to Be Selfish, Natalie Liu, The Joy of Saying No, and Nadia Narain and Katie Narain Phillips, Glimmers. Festival founder Gabriel Trainer says the event was inspired by the transformative role well-being books can play for readers who are navigating anxiety, burnout, overwhelm, and self-discovery. Books on mental health, emotional well-being, and personal development are incredibly powerful, says Gabrielle. Too often, self-help is used dismissively. Despite the validation, understanding, and practical support these books can offer us. Tickets are on sale now at betterreadbookfest.com. Okay, and that's by Fiona Fletcher Reid. She's the one that wrote this article, which I've just read to you from Happyful magazine, which is a very popular magazine here in the UK. Well, interesting. So it says here it's a fast well-being book festival. That's fine. However, there's a few questions I have. One is it is taking place in what seems to be a church hall, St. Mary's Priory Hall. Now, that doesn't sound like it's the largest place in the world. Doesn't mention a conference center. So I don't know if St. Mary's Priory Hall is big or small. I haven't checked. Also, you have to pay to get in. So I'm just wondering who's actually going to go. It's in South Wales as well. Not exactly handy. Not exactly central London. So I don't know if they're just starting off small or if South Wales needs this festival more than anywhere else. Could be. But very interesting. Well, I'm very glad that they're doing this. A book festival focusing on well-being has to be a good thing. And no doubt mental health will be a big part of this. It has a picture of a woman here looking at books. Do you think that maybe well-being book festivals are more attractive for women than men? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I can't picture myself, you know, beating a path through the jungle to get to this one in particular. But if it was on my doorstep, why not? Maybe I would like to go. But interesting idea. I'd be interested to hear what you think of that. So that's this book festival, the first of its kind, because it's focusing purely on well-being. But could it not be argued, though, that all books are for your well-being? Any book festival is good for you because it's literary. It's a pastime. It's a hobby. No, would that not be a good thing to argue? I don't know. But I'd be very interested to hear your views on that. Speaking of well-being, books and these things, I see that the UK's largest Islamic festival is taking place this weekend, and that's the Jalsa Salana, which takes place in Surrey, in a place called Alton, with many, many thousands of people going there. And the reason why I mention it is because it's a very positive, upbeat vibe, this festival. Lots of delicious food, talks, speeches, and I'm sure, I haven't been, but I'm absolutely sure there'll be books there, both free and ones which you can buy, because this particular branch of Islam is very big on things like spiritual health, as well as homeopathy. Their mosques, it's the Ahmadiyya movement, and I know their mosques all have homeopathy available there. So very nice if that's something that interests you. But anyway, the UK's first well-being book festival to launch in South Wales this autumn. Well, I won't be beating a path there, but is it really the first ever? I'm not sure about that either. I'm sure there's been other books which maybe not focusing purely on health, but maybe health-focused themes. But very nice, very nice. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this. That's all for me. Just wanted to let you know that's coming up, and I'll be back again soon with more interesting stories from here in the UK. See you. Bye. He's guided every sentence with a chalk in his hand. Inserts words, lips in the magic, makes it all feel grand. Joseph the English teacher, the best in the land. Joseph the English teacher, the best teacher in the world. He's shaping all our futures, his wisdom unfurled. With every word he whispers, our minds start to twirl. Joseph the English teacher, the best teacher.